Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Reaction is mixed in Massachusetts to the immigration law changes unveiled by President Obama last night. WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has more.
No one knows exactly how many undocumented immigrants in Massachusetts could get work permits thanks to the president's order. It's somewhere in the tens of thousands. One of them is Sam Almeida. The 31-year-old is from Brazil. She now lives in Everett.
The first thing that I'll do as soon as I get my work permit, I'll run to Social Security and get my social. After that, I'm going to run to the Register of Motor Vehicles and get my license. And in between, I'm going to apply for college.
That's just the sort of individual impact on workers that many Massachusetts businesses welcome.
Whenever there are opportunities created in the labor pool, the quality of the labor improves.
Mahmoud Jaffrey runs Dover Rug and Home, a retail business with high-end stores in Boston and Natick. He says the immigration changes are game changers for undocumented workers.
They are not looking at a dead-end street. They're not looking at something that has no future. If they see that there are options and there are alternatives, they will invest in their career. They will further educate themselves and train themselves.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be really busy.
Jeannie Kane is a lawyer at the Irish International Immigrant Center. The downtown Boston nonprofit advises immigrants from all countries and already has workshops scheduled for next week on the latest changes in the immigration rules.
It's huge. You know, a lot of people we see now, you know, they're undocumented. They're sort of working under the table, sort of part-time type, you know, part-time this, part-time that. Those people are going to have more options for working more full-time, more consistently.
Kane says immigrants will be less likely to stay in bad or abusive jobs, but not all workers will have that freedom.
I think it's just going to be pretty much the same.
Gavin Walsh is an undocumented construction worker from Ireland. The president's executive order does not apply to him. Walsh is disappointed. The 27-year-old has to keep his professional ambitions on hold.
My father had a construction company at home, and what I would like to do in the near future is be able to buy a property, develop it, sell it on, and then get into the business.
It's hard to see any discernible impact on the Massachusetts labor market, at least in the near term.
UMass Dartmouth economist Michael Goodman says the number of undocumented workers in Massachusetts is estimated to be more than 100,000, and the president's action will give work permits to only a small subset.
Those who are working illegally will continue to work illegally, presumably. Those who are now permitted to have a work permit or a work visa will enter the labor market, but I think the number in absolute terms is going to be very small.
Even so, the president is also making some changes to programs that invite skilled immigrants. One pending change will allow existing skilled workers on the H-1B visa to bypass a waiting list and apply for a green card. That doesn't mean they'll get one, but they can stay in the U.S. in the meantime, and their spouses can get work permits too. That will be good, says Jim Clockey with the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, but he says it stops well short of what his organization is asking for.
What we would like to see over the long run is an increase in skilled worker visas, both H-1B visas, STEM visas, and entrepreneur visas. Those are the things that make the biggest difference, and those are the things that we need to keep finding ways to increase, and that really will take legislation.
Legislation from Congress. Bay State businesses and their trade organizations are welcoming the president's action as a first step, but they say for a big economic impact, there's no substitute for comprehensive immigration reform. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.